This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. I'm Kim Weir. This week, we're heading up the road to the Red Bluff Bull and Gelding Sale, where the best in the West meet and compete. It started out as the Red Bluff Bull Sale, but these days could be called the Red Bluff Bull, Heifer, Feeder, Gelding, and Stock Dog Sale, with trade and art show plus bull riding. Yep, that's quite a mouthful, even before downing a few beers at the buyer and consigner dinner out at the fairgrounds. And not all that poetic, either. So most people still simply say, bull sale. Why is a bull sale such a big deal? If you're new to these parts and think of the world in urban terms, keep in mind that farming and ranching were here before any city. Long before the rise of farmers' markets and the call to buy local reminded even Northern Californians that area agriculture matters, farming and ranching were deeply rooted. And like ranchers everywhere, cattle women and men here wanted to continue improving their herds. Refining herd genetics was quite the challenge, however, given the North State's geographic isolation. The quickest way to upgrade a herd is to turn a good bull out with your cows, so next spring, voila, better calves, including heifers, for your future breeding program. But who had time to drive or fly all over the West to go bull shopping? Thus, the Red Bluff Bull Sale was born, a reason for top breeders to bring bulls here for highly competitive sales. That cattle ranching win-win eventually became a win-win-win when well-started cow-horse geldings, neutered stallions, were added to the sale catalog, then a win-win-win-win with the addition of stock dogs capable of managing cattle. About those stock dogs, I confess to being able to watch a border collie work a crowd, be it sheep, goats, cattle, horses, or even geese, for hours on end. There's something about the honesty of it all that's 100 times more compelling than any virtual reality. The herd critters are determined to go their own way, thank you very much, and to stick together because experience tells them that there's safety in numbers. That fairly small, woefully outnumbered, and fiercely focused dog is so much more determined that, no, you'll all do it my way. If you watch long enough, quietly enough, you'll be inside the dog's heads, thinking it all through with them, spotting problems and solving them, then anticipating the next challenge and heading it off. What could be cooler than that? Watching border collies work cattle, not all cattle dogs are collies, but that's mostly what you'll see in Red Bluff, is stock dog coolness on steroids, given that cattle are big and tough-skinned and have a tendency to go wherever they please, including right through a barbed wire fence if it's in the way. Really, where does a 50 or 60-pound blur of fur even get the idea that she's going to change the mind and direction of a 1,500-pound bull with nothing but a big, toothy snarl and a nip on the nose? From the distant species memory of being a wolf, of course, but without the throat-tearing follow-through. Somewhere deep in their bones, cattle and other herd animals remember wolves too, and they respond accordingly to being stalked by stock dogs. In addition to the stock dog trials and sale, another big attraction for the general public is the Western trade show that runs throughout the event. If you're a fan of equine talents or in the market for a good all-around ranch horse, you'll want to watch the working geldings too. There's a beauty pageant at the beginning where the fellows are shown in halter, but the real fun begins with the cutting horse, stock horse, and other competitions. The Red Bluff Bull and Gelding Sale is a 5-day event. It started Tuesday this week and runs through Saturday. For a full schedule of events, including dinners and other social opportunities, go to the website. Until next time we head them up and move them out, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.